Welcome to the first Key to Happiness with Your Horse. It is my hope that you enjoy this different approach that becomes such a shortcut to being a better rider and to being really good with horses. You are already connected to your horse and you already experience that connection to your horse every day. My job is to get you to notice how you experience that connection so that you can start to use that connection deliberately to get that shortcut that we're looking for to be a really good rider and to be really good with your horse. In this exercise, I'm looking for you to notice in great detail how you feel so that when you connect to your horse, you'll notice the difference. So starting at your head, scan your body from your head to your feet, noticing how you feel. Do that now while you're listening to me. Take your attention to your head and slowly work your way down. Notice your head. Move your jaw a little and notice how that feels. Move your neck a little and notice how that feels. Check your shoulders. Notice any tension there. Give them a little bit of a wriggle. Move your back just a little bit and notice how that feels. Wriggle your hips a little bit and notice everything about how your pelvis feels. Feel your legs and then your knees. Bend them a little and feel them. And then wriggle your feet a little bit, noticing everything about how they feel. Now, keeping your attention still on your own body. Now, that's the key to this, folks. Keeping your attention on your own body. Either close your eyes and picture your horse in your mind, or look at that photo, or look at your horse in front of you. And now notice anything that changes in your own body. Allow your attention to wander over your body, noticing even the subtle ways in which you feel different. And that change will be you feeling the connection to your horse. Horses most commonly communicate feelings. Whatever change you are experiencing though, whether feelings or tension or pain, that change is you feeling your horse. Now, if this was your first time, you may not be sure whether you noticed any change at all. So chill out. I've taught this to hundreds and hundreds of people and I have never met anyone who couldn't do it. This is a very short audio and lots of you will need longer than this, a few minutes, to really get this. And some of you will find this exercise a lot easier when you're actually with your horse because you can see them lick and chew in response to you and that will give you the validation that you're looking for. This is important, especially for those of you who haven't read my books before. Your horse licks and chews when they understand you. They lick and chew when you understand them. It's a physical signal of shared communication. And pay attention to that from now on. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to deliberately do this connection exercise every time you're around your horse until it becomes second nature to notice your connection with your horse. Take this audio or the written version out to your horse and practice it. And if you still have trouble noticing the difference, then contact me for some help. Even the free programs are well supported here. Notice when your horse chews and notice what you're thinking when your horse chews. Noticing this connection is the first step in increasing your understanding of your horse. And this understanding is the foundation for the shortcut to being a better rider and to get really good with your horse much faster. The next lesson is a video and it will arrive in your inbox tomorrow. Anxiety and fear is so common with horses and it really gets in the way of being a good rider. So tomorrow we'll talk about this second key to happiness with your horse, understanding what to do when you notice that your horse is anxious or afraid. See you then.